America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
All right, you're trying to get healthy, and so you're trying to eat well, and you go to the gym. But when you go to the gym, you go to the gym for one reason.
Yeah.
To work out.
Sure.
You don't go to the gym to make out. Except if you're in Britain, it's a whole different story.
Oh.
This is from the Huffington Post.
Okay.
A ridiculous number of people are having sex at the gym.
It's just so gross on so many levels to me, by the way. But continue.
Yeah. Nearly 25% of British gym goers have had sex at their place of fitness, according to a recent survey.
Mm.
First of all, how embarrassing is that to have to answer that question? And how embarrassing is it to have to ask that question?
Mm.
More than half those surveyed said they've used the gym as a place to hook up. 10% say they stash a condom in their gym bag. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Can I?
When, where, and how?
Let me just start off this segment by saying, when I go to the gym, I don't wear jewelry, makeup. My hair is messy up on top of my head.
Yuck.
And I sweat like a pig when I work
Hello.
Out. That's just the way my body works.
Wow.
I sweat.
Wow.
Why in that state want to disturb the hornet's nest, if you will?
Right.
You know what I mean?
When the hornet's nest is in no condition to be disturbed right there and there.
That's what I mean. After you work out, like, you smell. I'm
yes.
sorry.
And now, that's from her perspective. And we all know that men smell worse than women in the first place. It's just inherent. We do.
Uh-huh.
Imagine how the man must smell before the hooking of the up happens. That's
so
not good.
Gross. Yeah.
The news is unsettling, considering the petri dish that is the gym, where staph,
yeah.
E. coli, Candida,
Ew.
And other bacteria are prevalent, not exactly
no.
sexy. And where? Let's say you're going the discount route, and you go to this Planet Fitness thing,
yeah.
which is pretty much just like a Kmart of with a bunch of fitness equipment in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you doing the deed in there? And anywhere. What are you going to do? You're hooking
locker
up in
room?
The locker room?
So gross.
But you have a men's locker room and you have a women's locker room. It gets so obvious if you're in there taking care of business. It's loud, it's sweaty, it's stuffy, and locker rooms don't smell good. I don't want that smell being something I remember when I'm doing that. I just don't. No.
You know, it's kind of like...
What?
With this E. coli and the bacteria and
yeah.
stuff, it goes along right like what you said. You get all sweaty and gross. Like, you know, after you've been lifting weights for 45 minutes or an hour, then you go sit on the bike for 20 minutes and you're...
Yeah.
Sweaty areas all over that leather seat, and
right.
you don't know if the person before wiped it off. And
no.
Even if they did it really help?
No.
I don't know.
Now, it says exercise increases a person's blood flow,
okay.
which can put them more in the mood.
No.
Sweating, which we do at the gym all the time anyway,
right.
also releases pheromones, the chemical that attracts potential partners through scent. But that's not the scent you need. I don't I see.
Maybe
I just, I don't
we
get
were,
it.
Maybe if we were like animals in the wild... It would.
Are we becoming animals in the wild? See what I mean? I think you're onto a really good... That's a very good
here?
Point. We're just a
something?
Bunch of animals. We, you know what we become? The whole world is now essentially internet porn. All that
yeah.
stuff happens just everywhere.
Yep.
And it's all over the place. But it really does add meaning to the statement... Wipe off the equipment when you are done.
So gross.
Yeah.
It's so gross to think about it.
You're going to think about that the next time you go to the gym.
You know, there are some females that go to my gym that literally walk in, and people usually go the same time
right.
every day.
Early
and
morning.
So I see the people that are there on a daily basis. This one girl comes in with her hair perfect, makeup, hoop earrings, like she always has like this cute outfit on, and she's lifting like 10 pounds on like the tricep
yeah.
bar. And
yeah.
I'm thinking, why is she here?
Yeah.
Why is she here? Not to lose 10 pounds.
She's looking to plan her nighttime activity
yeah.
by her morning trip
it's
to the
like,
gym.
It's like a, you know, really? A social event.
You got to take some pictures of her next time you go.
Let me tell you something.
Please.
Nobody wants
Please.
To talk to me when I'm done at the
no?
gym. Nobody. I look like I had just was put through a tornado.
Wow. There's a picture we need to tweet. There's a picture of Hurricane Christina after finishing at the gym. All right, we move along.
Yeah.
Oh, Adele.
Adele, yeah.
We've talked about Adele many times in
yeah.
this show.
Uh-huh.
I find her music to be very depressing,
yeah.
very morose.
Mm.
It just doesn't put me in a good mood.
Okay.
But people seem to love this woman.
They love Adele.
They are downloading her all over the place.
She's
it
at the
took
top.
Bieber to knock her off the top
That's
spot.
That's right.
As I learned on some entertainment report
That's
on
right.
some radio show. All right, well, did you know that Adele is actually back in the studio producing her new album? It drops at the end of this summer.
Really?
Now, we've
really?
Been able... Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, we've been able to learn the titles of her singles.
Okay.
We have sources and connections here at the radio show, which are unbelievable. Now,
let's
Adele's fans will be happy to know that her, you know, this whole life isn't worth living genre is maintained in her new songs.
Is it? Okay.
These are some of the songs that she is working on as we speak. Hello. It's still me, and I'm still depressed. See, we're keeping the same theme. Why?
She's so sad that her relationship did not work out.
Yeah.
And the guy is over it.
Right. And people love these songs.
Move on.
Do we live our vicarious relationship lives through Adele's songs? Are we happy that Adele was sad?
No, well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Because misery loves miserable company.
Yes. Here's another one of the songs. My Empty, Rotted Heart.
Oh, it is rotted, isn't it?
Now, I can hear that. I can hear Adele singing it right now. You know,
My Empty, Rotted Heart.
My Empty, Rotted Heart. How about this one? You suck. Our relationship sucked, but I still can't get you out of my mind.
Oh, really?
See, that's a little hopeful.
Now, that's
She
just...
knows the relationship sucks, but she still holds out hope because he's in the back of her mind.
You know why? Because whenever you think back on, you know, I don't, but whenever you think back on, like, bad relationships, I feel like people tend to romanticize the whole thing and only remember the good times. But let me tell you something.
Yes.
I remember all those bad times, too.
That one nice day. There was one nice
one.
Day
Only
and 500
one.
Awful days.
Only one.
All right, here we go. No, again, these are titles of Adele's upcoming single she's working on as we speak. Peanut Butter and Rat Poison, The Only Way I Can Really Forget You.
That's going to be the hit single right there.
That's got meaning. That is powerful.
That's going to be the hit.
This is my favorite one coming up. How about this one?
Okay.
Love is just an abscess on my heart.
Oh, is it toxic and spewing gross stuff too?
Yes, it's
gross.
A spewing abscess in her heart. Another one, Misery, My Only True Love.
Oh, well, I know a lot of people that's fitting
misery.
For.
Our love is the winter that never ends. Wow,
that's
cold,
deep.
Dark.
That is deep, Ed.
You're actually getting impressed by the writing.
Very impressed by that one.
I could really write Adele songs.
Good for you.
Let's see, a couple more. How about this? Strangle my heart until it dies.
Strangle.
I like that.
That could actually be a song I think.
And it's the same musical arrangement for every single Adele song anyway.
Absolutely.
You just change a couple of notes here and there. She gets a different lyric sheet. Boom. She will produce this album in about an hour and a half.
And it'll be...
In and out.
And it'll make millions.
In and out. She's to McDonald's for her afternoon lunch and off she goes. She looks a lot better than she did.
She does.
She toned down.
She looks good.
Her face looks a little different.
Well, when you lose weight, your face changes.
Oh, really? Was it just that?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe she... you know what? I don't judge. You want to go get your lips plumped? Good for you.
All right. Well, did you see she did that karaoke thing with James Corden?
She did, and she rapped Kanye West. Nicki Minaj song, and it was hysterical.
And it's the only time I've ever seen this woman smile in my life.
I know.
That's why it's got 4 million hits on YouTube. It's like, oh my God, the woman can really smile. The other one, how about this? Love... It's like a screwdriver in your eye.
Ooh, wow. That is, that one and the whole winter is coming thing, that one is two of my favorites.
Oh, our love is the winter that never ends?
Yes.
I still like love is just an abscess in my heart.
There it is.
That's it.
Top 10, number
See?
One,
we
on
are
its
able
way.
To reach out and get this information for you because we care about providing the best information we possibly can.
People love Adele. She could sing about anything.
But I don't understand this because, and they play the song so many times over and over
I'm going to tell you why. And all of her shows are completely sold out and they're going for like ridiculous amounts of money
on the
scalper sites or whatever.
$500 a piece.
People love listening to songs about bad things going on because, you know, you're in the middle of a breakup and then you hear that hello song or you lost love. And it's relatable to so many people. And girls love to sit and wallow and cry.
Commiserate.
And like stew in it.
Wow.
Move on.
Music is not meant to be a Dr. Phil moment, and that's exactly what Adele is turning it into.
Yeah.
We need the bright, upbeat. We need the Biebers of the world. We need the Rihannas. We need all this other stuff. I don't get this.
You know, there's a Bieber song out now, one of his, you know, more popular songs that he talks about how stop being so vain, I'm over you. Mm-hmm. And I like those songs.
You told me last week that you were into this new Bieber thing. I'm having a really difficult time looking at you in the same way, thinking that you're this closet Bieber freak, and
I am like...
You are an enigma. There is so much to learn about
you. I'm driving in the car, and a Bieber song will come on, and I know the lyrics. But I retain lyrics. That's like something that my brain does.
Yeah.
I can't remember anything. Ask me something I did yesterday. I honestly have really bad short-term memory like okay. that. But if I hear a song a couple times and it's a little bit catchy, I retain lyrics. Very strange.
Give me one right now.
Oh, I don't know.
Anything.
You're putting me on the spot.
Give me a Bieber lyric.
I don't know.
The kid got his start on YouTube and he's a major star.
Well, isn't that the dream? That's why everyone's doing stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
Is it too late now to
See,
say
I knew
sorry?
She would. See, I had
Because I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry?
Wow.
I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now?
See that? We went 45 seconds of, don't put me on the spot. I can't remember a line to the whole freaking song. I'm blown away. She's Justin Bieber. No, who are you?
I'm Christina Stoppo.
And I'm Ed Kalecki, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.